I'm going to begin this morning by telling the story of a little five-year-old boy named Johnny. Johnny was in the kitchen as his mother was making supper, and she asked him to go into the pantry and get her a white can with a picture of a tomato. Johnny wanted to go and help, but he was a little afraid. He said, it's dark in there, and I'm scared. And so she asked him again, and again he hesitated. Finally, she said to him, it's okay, Johnny. Jesus will be in there with you. Johnny walked confidently to the door and swung it open, but when he peeked inside, it was still dark. He started to leave when all at once an idea came to him. He opened the door and he called out, Jesus, if you're in there, would you hand me that white can with a picture of a tomato? Smart kid, right? I don't want to go in there. If Jesus is in there, he can help me out. Well, fear is a reality. We can deny it. We can try to ignore it. We can talk ourselves out of it, or we can try, but it's still there, isn't it? Some fear, of course, is healthy. We want our kids to have a reasonable fear of getting burned by something that is hot or getting near something that is dangerous. We don't want our kids to feel comfortable getting into the car of a stranger. We hope that our young adults will have enough fear in them that they won't go speeding down the highway or drive dangerously. There are times when fear actually keeps us alive. and that is reasonable. It can be a good thing. I consider that the fear that protects our lives. And I have no problem with that. It keeps us alive, and it's good. It has a place. But there's another fear. A fear that, instead of keeping us alive, keeps us from living. It's the fear that causes us to shut down when we are not familiar with something. It's the fear that causes us to turn and run when we're no longer in control of a situation. It's the fear that keeps us from stepping out and prevents us from taking reasonable risks. And what I've noticed, and I don't think I'm imagining this, but it seems to me that we are living in a culture of fear. It is so predominant in so many areas of life. And I'm not talking just about the pandemic, but something that goes much deeper than that. It just seems that so many areas of life are predominated by fear. Fear seems to rule. What will the neighbors think? What will the stock market do? What if the car breaks down? How do I support myself when I'm retired? What if my parents get sick? What if a bad thing happens? What if I get dementia or Alzheimer's or cancer or something else? We are surrounded, it seems, by fears. And I have nothing against being prepared and taking care and planning for things. That's fine. Being responsible is a good thing. But when fears develop to the point where it keeps us from living, and even more so when it keeps us from pursuing God's will for us, then something isn't quite right. And so the question I'd like us to consider this morning is about the relationship between fear and faith? Are they actually mutually exclusive? In other words, if you have one, does it mean you cannot have the other? Is there a way for them to coexist? Or are they contrary to one another? In more practical terms, we might ask, how do we live a life of faith in a world that is immersed in fear? That's a good question. And I have to admit, at first glance, it would seem that fear and faith cannot actually coexist. You know, we remember that as Jesus said, that if we have faith, we can move mountains. And if we can move mountains with a tiny little bit of faith, the size of a grain of a mustard seed, it would seem that we should be able to overcome any and all fears. And so we put the two things at the opposite ends of the spectrum. At one end of the spectrum, we have fear, and at the other end of the spectrum, we have faith, and they're at opposite ends. And we tell ourselves that if you have faith, you won't have any fear. Or if you have fear, it's because you don't have faith. Is that accurate? That's a good question. I'm not so sure of the answer, but even more so, I'm not sure that's even the right question. Faith is knowing that God is with you in spite of the existence of whatever it is that causes you fear. Faith is not the removal of the issues that cause us fear. Faith is knowing that God is with you in spite of the existence, the reality of whatever it is that causes you fear. Fear is natural. Truth is, we can't help it most of the time. That doesn't mean you don't have faith. We need to overcome fear, but we do so with an understanding of God's presence. We're going to take a look here in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. I know our overhead says verse 11, but that's a typo. Isaiah 41, verse 10, the scripture says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." The courage to face and overcome fear is directly related to the presence of God in our lives. A good example of this is Moses. When God first spoke to Moses and charged him with the unimaginable task of leading his people out of Egypt, Moses was terrified. And who wouldn't be? Who was he to come up and speak to Pharaoh? What authority did he have? What right did he have to speak to Pharaoh, let alone the message that God wanted him to give Pharaoh, "Let my people go"? Like, seriously? Why would Pharaoh even listen to him or put up with him in the first place? I could see why Moses would be a little afraid. He didn't want to go. He was rather comfortable I'm not looking for another job, Lord. I'm quite happy tending my father-in-law's sheep and taking care of the kids and being a good husband and father. I'm quite content with all of that, Lord. I'm happy where I am. I don't want to go somewhere. Really? I can't speak. I'm not the right person for the job. Finally, he says, what if they don't believe me or listen to me and say, the Lord didn't appear to you? And what God does through some visual effects and his word, he reassures Moses that his power and his presence would go with him as he went to talk to Pharaoh. God's presence is what we need when we're facing our fears. It was years later that it was Joshua's turn to lead. Moses had died. God caused Joshua to a great task to lead the people across the Jordan River into the promised land. It sounds great. It sounds exciting. But there would be a lot of challenges. There would be a lot of enemies. There would be a lot of things that would have to be overcome. And Joshua also has his fears. But God has the last word. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. God says, have I not commanded you? Like, you know, I look, take that as God is saying, aren't you listening to me? Haven't you seen what I've done? You know, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Why is he able to not have fear? Because he has the assurance that the Lord your God will go with you wherever you go. It's not all of a sudden that the enemies are, you know, disappeared and all the questions are answered and all the problems have gone away. None of that's changed. What's changed is the confidence, the assurance from the Lord that the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And with that assurance, Joshua is able to go forward in faith. Friends, when we follow God's will, when we say yes to the Lord, it doesn't mean that things will always turn out the way we want. It doesn't mean that we won't have moments when our knees get a little wobbly. Faith doesn't mean that we won't have any losses in life. Faith means that God's presence will see us through. And that is how we overcome our fears. Earlier this week, I had the privilege of speaking with Reverend Tanya Kusi on a Zoom call. And she related the story, she related how the story of the leap of faith that she and her husband Darren took when they left behind all the security of being part of an organized mission assignment and diving into a great unknown. They left all the peace and security, all the support, all the backing, and they dove into something entirely new, which was rather frightening. And how do they do that? How could they do that? I'm sure they had no idea what they were getting into. But one thing they knew, that God was leading them and would be with them. And with that, they were able to embrace a new ministry and follow God's calling for them. But even then, little did they know that no sooner did they land on their feet after taking a leap of faith, they would have to take another great leap. As soon as they started this new ministry, their lives would turn upside down and sideways and inside out with the news of cancer. It's an amazing story, and and I've posted it online on YouTube. If you haven't seen it yet, I really encourage you to do so. There's a link to it right on our main website under important links for this week. Watch it. It's a little bit over an hour. And, you know, sometimes people think, well, that's a long time. But, man, you know, people watch movies for 2 hours or 3 hours and think nothing of it. And this is such helpful, inspirational message for us. So I encourage you sometime to watch that. The point is this. The point is this, and it applies in my interview that I had and with us this morning. There are moments when life unravels, and it may never go back to the way it was. And when that happens, we become afraid because we're no longer in control, as if we ever really were in the first place. But it becomes obvious that we're not in control. And that's where faith comes in. Faith tells us that no matter how a situation turns out, whether God provides a breakthrough the way we want or not. And let me just pause here and add that God doesn't stop being good just because bad things happen. Let's be clear on that. If your expectation is that everything will be good, then you have a wrong understanding of who God is, at least according to the whole of the Bible. 2 Corinthians 4, 8 and 9 says, "We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed." There's a lot of nasty things that have happened there. Faith tells us that no matter how a situation turns out, whether God provides the breakthrough the way we think he should or not, that we can still say with absolute confidence that God is good and he will see us through one way or another. And so I come to the conclusion that faith doesn't erase fear as if it never existed. We are still humans with human feelings. Faith takes us into the presence of God. And it's in the presence of God that we can overcome our fears. God's word in Isaiah 41 rings true. "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Friends, fear is real. There are times when it will come, no matter how strong you are. You may still get shaken up. Some of you might be dealing with a situation right now that seems out of control. You don't know how it's going to turn out. And of course it can be frightening. That's the reality. But there's an even greater reality that we are not alone, and the battle is not ours to face alone. God will never leave you nor forsake you. The nearer we draw to God Almighty, the more peace we will experience in the midst of frightening situations. And so I say to you, look up to the Lord. Know that God is present. Even if it doesn't always feel that way, look up to the God who knows you, the God who redeems you, the God who holds you and loves you and revives you and restores you. and guides you. Look up to him. Trust him. Even if, or especially when, things are messy. And so, yes, we are living in a world saturated by fear. And quite honestly, there is a lot of things that would drive us to fear. But I also know a God who is greater than all our fears, and he is with us today. What we need is more of Jesus. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord God, we do come to you this morning. And Lord, I recognize that there are situations and times when our lives are shaken. Our whole structure of thinking is shaken. When things come upon us that throw us into a world of uncertainty and uncontrol, and we're gasping for air, it even seems. Father God, I pray that in those times and moments that we can come to you, and Lord, not deny that there's a troubling situation, but look to you, cast our eyes upon you, call out to you, draw near to you, and know, Lord God, that you are with us, that you are our strength, you are our hope, not simply, not only to resolve the issue the way we would prefer it, but Lord, even if things don't go back to the way it was, even when things seem to fall apart, Lord God, help us to trust in you, to your care, your guidance, your provision, your love, the hope you give us, Lord God, and that you would revive us. Lord, help us, whoever we are, wherever we are, Lord, to look more to you, to lean upon you. Lord, we need you. We need you more every day and every hour. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.